Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Taekwondo Life Magazine Live. My name is Mark Sirianis. I'm your host. I'm a third non-black belt, and I'm the editor-in-chief of Taekwondo Life magazine. Taekwondo Life magazine is a member of the Believe Sports Network. Do you believe? Believe is the number one sports and podcast network for professionals. You can find us on every major podcast platform and on YouTube at our YouTube channel, Taekwondo Life magazine. We are literally down to the wire, literally down to a few days to the 2020 Olympics happening in 2021. We thought it might never happen. We talked about the history of the Olympics and the three cancellations. We talked all about the coronavirus and the coronavirus impact. We talked about how the vaccination rate and the post-pandemic world would impact the games. We talked about spectators. And last week we talked about the historic decision to eliminate spectators from the entire event and what would occur in terms of the Olympic broadcasting systems and the additional coverage that would take place. Today on our program, we are going to have an interview with IOC President, a very short interview, but an interview with IOC President Thomas Bach, who is a former athlete and Olympian himself, a fencer and a competitive fencer, and a guy who has done a wonderful job leading the IOC through this very, very treacherous and difficult time. He has been a voice of hope, and he, as an athlete himself, was able to reach out and speak directly to the athletes as well as the athletic community. But before we get into that, let's take a word from our sponsor. Again, this week our program is presented by Bet Online. They are a really terrific online sports betting platform. We are now getting past the July All-Star break for baseball. We are getting into football season, literally right around the corner before the summer will be over, and we will be betting on football. And I'm sure throughout the entire Olympics, there will be things to bet on, including what countries you think will take the most medals, who will be in first place, who will win specific events. BetOnline has all the latest odds, news, and information for your online sports betting needs. I want you to visit BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join, and you'll receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Before the next tip-off, face-off, or pitch, head over to BetOnline and start playing today. BetOnline are your online sports book experts. So as I said, those of you that know, we are a member of the IOC Media Corp, which means we have complete and full access to the IOC, to all their press releases as they happen, to all their videos. We post all of them, or the ones that are really worthy of posting, on our YouTube channel, and we cover them here. Today, we had an opportunity to speak to, before the real intensity and the media junket, we were part of the press corps, final sort of interview for Thomas Bach before the games really got underway. As the athletes, the initial athletes, began to arrive in Tokyo, some of them undergoing processes for coronavirus testing, some actually, like the Croatian team, have to be quarantined. But we were able to ask some very specific questions, and we got some great answers, and we are going to present them here. We hope you enjoy the program. And we will be bringing you, you know, it's a little bit of a shame because our Grandmaster YH Park was planning on being a correspondent on the ground in Tokyo for us in 2020, and he moved his trip to 2021. As a former Olympic coach, he would have really unfettered access to the Taekwondo teams to be able to give us the experience of what was happening and be able to compare it to his experience in 1988 when he coached in Seoul. But unfortunately, due to the circumstances, international press and guests have been limited, and he will be stateside for this one. So we look forward, hopefully, to hearing his personal views on the Olympics at some point, and hopefully at the next Summer Games for an on-the-ground, up-front, in-close play-by-play. So, that being said, enjoy the program, and I look forward to seeing you in the Dojang. President Bach, how important is it for these Olympic Games to take place and provide sources of hope and joy to the world?
The athletes and I think the whole world are longing for these games. These games will send a message of unity and solidarity during this still ongoing pandemic, and a message of hope to so many people around the world. And we have seen so many reactions like never before, who were exactly in this sense, please have these Olympic Games happen and show that the world with the 205 National Olympic Committees and the IOC Refugee Olympic Team can finally meet in one country, in one city, in one Olympic village, in one stadium. And this will be the great message of these games, and this, we are sure, will give hope to so many people around the globe.
How confident are you, President Bach, in the preparations that have been made for these Olympic Games?
Safety and security was always our first principle, in particular after the postponement of the Games. And there we have undertaking huge efforts to make these games safe and secure for literally everybody, the participants of the games and the Japanese people. You see the most strict measures which have been taken through the playbooks. And these playbooks are based on the assumption that there is no vaccination. So on top of these playbooks, we have established a worldwide vaccination program, which is making sure that about 85% of the members of all the delegations coming here will be vaccinated. That the IOC members and IOC staff will be close to 100% vaccinated or immune. That we have on top then delivered through our partnership with Pfizer, BioNTech, 60,000 more vaccinations to the organizing committee, so that also the people working with the athletes, working with the delegations, can be vaccinated. And then, nevertheless, they will be tested, there will be social distancing, there will be no mingling, there will be no public transportation, and so on, and so on. So we really have done whatever we could do together with our Japanese partners and friends, and based on scientific evidence and advice, to make these games safe and secure.
Are you personally disappointed that the decision was made to ban spectators from attending the events at most of the venues in Tokyo?
We have supported this decision of having no spectators in most of the venues with a heavy heart, because we wanted to have, like every sports fan, you want to have full stadia. And this is not only about the spectators, it's first of all about the athletes. They want to feel the atmosphere in the stadium and the support coming from the public. But this decision and our support for this decision shows that we are walking the talk. We do not only say safety first, we deliver on it, even if it was a difficult decision. And then this, at the end, makes broadcasting and the broadcasters even more important, because they then can participate in a way to create at least a part of this atmosphere, normally created by live spectators. So we are very grateful there to OBS and the broadcasters around the globe that they are very creative and innovative in this. And I'm promised that we will see some very good innovations and surprises, and we are looking forward to this together with the athletes, who will enjoy some support even without so many live spectators.
How will the Olympic Taekwondo fans around the globe be able to show their support for their Taekwondo athletes that they are rooting for their countries?
Oh, there I heard and I'm informed that OBS will make sure that these athletes, that these TV spectators can contribute, that they can communicate. There we will have the cheer map, which will allow the spectators around the globe to clap for not only, I hope, for their athletes, but for all the Olympic athletes. There will be opportunity for a number of athletes to communicate with their families and their friends immediately after competition. And then in the stadia, we can look forward to a real great innovation with an immersive audio system, which will create a new atmosphere by recreating the atmosphere of previous Olympic Games. And I think this is just fascinating to hear then, and it will set a benchmark for the whole TV industry.
What feedback are you hearing from the athletes that are already started arriving in Tokyo for these Olympic Games?
Now, these athletes are grateful that these Olympic Games are happening under these circumstances, and that all the measures are being taken to get their confidence that these games are safe. And that finally, after all what they had to overcome during this last year, where they did not know whether the next competition will take place, whether they did not know whether they can go to training next day, they did not know when they would meet their coach again, that after all this additional stress to the pandemic, that finally they can shine on this Olympic stage. And I hope that they will, under these circumstances, nevertheless, enjoy it to the fullest.
Thank you, President Bach. We appreciate your words and we appreciate your time. And for our fans, keep your eye on all of our information. And remember, this program has been presented by Bet Online.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.